And Little Red Riding Hood said, "What big teeth you have, Grandma." And the wolf said, "The better to eat you with, my dear." And he ate her all up. I think Mrs. Beasley liked that story.
Let me tell her a story about cowboys and Indians.
No, it's time for a nap.
But Mrs. Beasley likes stories about cowboys and Indians.
Jody, she's too tired now.
I'll tell it real fast.
Oh, look.
We pulled her arm off.
Say something, Mrs. Beasley. Please. She can't talk.
Mr. French! Mr. French! Mr. French! Quick! Maybe you can save her.
Save whom, Buffy?
Mrs. Beasley. She's hurt bad.
Oh, the doll. Very well, let's see.
Come and see. It's real bad.
But, oh. What happened?
Her arm came off.
You better call the doctor.
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary. I think perhaps first aid might do it.
Careful, Mr. French. All her blood will spill out.
Blood? Oh, yes, I see.
She already bleeded a lot.
She did? Well, in that case, I think perhaps a tourniquet would be necessary.
What's that for?
Bless you. Well, you see, that'll help stop the bleeding. It tightens the veins up. Beside which, we must keep her warm. You know, she may be in shock.
Can't we put the arm back on?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't quite see how.
Then she'll never get better.
Don't cry, Bob.
Mrs. Beasley hurts an awful lot. I don't want her to hurt.
We should call Uncle Bill. He'll know what to do.
Well, perhaps we should wait until this evening. You see, Mr. Davies has an appointment today with some East Indian gentleman.
But Mrs. Beasley's awful sick, Mr. French. She needs someone to make her feel better right away.
No, well, perhaps Mr. Davies might have some solution. Oh, meanwhile, your lunch is ready.
Lunch? How could we eat while Mrs. Beasley's lying here without an arm?
The width and the depth and the amount of river traffic, I think this bascule bridge would be a lot more advisable than the cantilever or the lift. Excuse me. Hello? Yeah, French?
Oh, sir, forgive me for disturbing you at the office, but a crisis has arisen and I'm unable to cope with it. No. It does not concern any of the children, sir. It's Mrs. Beasley.
Miss Beasley? What about her? An accident? Oh. Well, that's too bad. How's Buffy taking it?
Well, she and Jody have refused lunch. I'm at a complete loss.
Well, poor Buffy. Well, I can imagine just how she feels. You just tell her I'll come home right away. Yep, right away. Look, I know we planned lunch, but something's come up at home and... Would you mind if we picked up again this afternoon, say around 2:00?
Of course. We couldn't help overhearing. An accident? Someone in the family?
Yeah, you could call her that.
We hope it is nothing serious.
Well, it's not really serious. The kid just pulled Miss Beasley's arm off. Mrs. Beasley's a doll. Now, just so you won't think I'm some kind of a nut, Mrs. Beasley isn't just an ordinary doll, you see. Now, before my kids came to live with me, their parents died, and they were separated for a while, and things were pretty tough for them. And, well, my niece thought that Mrs. Beasley was the only friend she had in the world, and that doll is still a kind of a security thing for her, you know? Okay. 2 o'clock.
All this for a doll?
Oh, sir, I hope I took the proper course in calling you.
Well, you did. You did, French. Now, it may seem kind of silly to get all worked up about this, but we got to look at it from Buffy's angle, you know?
Yes, sir.
At least I think we do. Mm. Hello.
Hi, Uncle Bill. I'm glad you're here.
See, Buff, Mrs. Beasley's going to be all right now.
How is she?
Oh, she's real bad. I just took her temperature.
What's it read?
It reads, she's sick.
It was pretty warm at that, yeah.
She has a temperature, doesn't she? She tells me everything hurts. Uncle Bill, you've got to save her. She's the only Mrs. Beasley I've got.
I know. I'll think of something, Buffy. I won't let you down.
Oh, sir, I hesitate to suggest this, but perhaps a new doll.
No, you can't replace Mrs. Beasley with another doll.
No, sir, I'm sorry. I was merely groping blindly for some solution.
So was I. Well, we're a couple amateurs, French. I think a situation like this, you got to get the advice of at least a child psychiatrist. I think I'll call up Dr. Kramer. Hi.
Well, Uncle Bill, what are you doing home so early?
Well, the kids were playing around and they pulled Mrs. Beasley's arm off. Buffy's all upset about it.
Oh, that's terrible.
And she's counting on me to put the arm back on.
Well, why don't you?
Because I don't know how. I don't know anything about fixing broken dolls.
You'd better take Mrs. Beasley to the hospital, then.
Honey, look, we have to at least pretend to be serious about this, you know?
Oh, well, I'm not joking, Uncle Bill. I'm at a doll hospital.
A doll hospital?
Well, sure.
You mean they have hospitals for dolls?
Oh, why, of course. Lots of kids break their favorite dolls, and they don't want new ones.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. Let's find one right now.
Davis residence. Oh, just one moment. Your secretary, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they are, huh? Okay, well, yeah, tell them I'm on the way. All right. I've got to get back to the office. Now, you take the kids to that doll hospital, all right?
I'll go along with you, Mr. French.
Okay, honey, you call up one of those places and tell them you're coming right down and it's an emergency.
Okay, I'll look one up.
Okay.
Must I, sir?
Must you what?
Well, escort the children to this hospital for dolls, sir.
Well, sure, I would, but I can't.
But what, sir, if I should be observed?
Well, French, you'll just have to take your chances. I mean, this is one of those sacrifices that we have to make when we're raising kids.
Yes, sir. Well, in that case, I shall swallow my pride and walk through the Dolls Hospital's emergency entrance as if it were perfectly natural for an adult Englishman.
Hello?
with you just a moment.
There you are.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good afternoon. My name is French, and these are the Davis children, Buffy, Jody, and Sissy.
I phoned a few minutes ago for an appointment.
It's an emergency.
Oh, yes. We've been expecting you. This the patient?
Mrs. Beasley is my really and truly friend. Please take very good care of her.
We're very careful with all our patients. She's pretty.
Oh, doctor, here is the missing part. Do you think you can restore the broken appendage?
And put her arm back on?
Oh, I think so. It doesn't seem to be anything broken inside.
Will the operation hurt her?
I'll make sure she doesn't feel a thing. Now you rely on me. My wife, Mrs. Green.
How do you do?
How do you do, madam?
She's the head nurse in charge of the operating room. The arm case, is surgery ready?
All ready, doctor. We've had lots of experience with these cases.
Would you like to hold her glasses?
No, thank you. I'll leave them on in case she wants to watch. May I come in and hold her hand?
No, I think you'd better wait out here.
Buff, it might make you sick to watch.
Yeah, I guess so. Goodbye, Mrs. Beasley. I'll see you when you get better.
Oh, doctor, approximately how long will the operation take?
About 20 minutes.
Well, suppose we go for a stroll and return in about 20 minutes.
No, Mr. French. I promised Mrs. Beasley I'd stay right here all the time.
Mr. French, you better call Uncle Bill.
Oh, well, don't you think we've bothered him enough?
No, he's worried about Mrs. Beasley. He would want you to call him.
Very well.
I want to put the towers here and here. It's about 60 feet apart, and the bridge leaves will be 50 feet apart, and then we'll put the trunnion pits and the driving gear and the motor all over on the east side. Excuse me. Hello. Yeah. Uh-huh. They're taking Mrs. Beasley into surgery. Well, okay, listen. Call me back if Buffy has any problems. Huh? Okay. Now, about the amount of river traffic...
Mr. Davis. We are curious. Is it correct that Mrs. Beasley is a doll?
Mm-hmm.
She is going into surgery?
Yep, at the doll hospital.
Then you do have hospitals for dolls?
Yeah, I guess we do.
America.
Would you please sit down? Could you tell us how the operation is progressing?
Well, a few little difficulties. Nothing to worry about.
Did she bleed a lot?
Bleed? Oh, no, don't worry.
Nurse, I'm going to need your help. Having a little trouble spreading the cotterpin.
Excuse me, please.
Where's the cotterpin?
Well, I'm not sure, but I would say that it was equivalent to a bone graft.
Do you have a cotterpin, Mr. Friend?
I think not.
Ow! Oh, that was Mrs. Beasley. They hurt her in the cotterpin.
Maybe they spread it too far.
No, I think that was a nurse you heard, not the patient.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Green, can you fix this? My daughter threw it out the window.
Well, yes, I'm sure we can. Should be ready for you by Tuesday.
Thank you. I'll pick it up.
All right, I'll give you a receipt.
Nurse, was that Mrs. Beasley yelling? Did the operation hurt her?
Oh, no, dear. Mrs. Beasley's going to be just fine. She should be out of surgery in just a few minutes more. Her little friend's arm came off.
She's being operated on. I told her I'd be here the whole time.
Really? These kids really take it seriously.
Yes, they do. Here's your receipt.
Thank you. Are you relatives of the patient?
Aye, sir. I'm a friend of the family's.
You people using a local doctor, or did you fly in a surgeon from Vienna?
We find the family physician quite satisfactory, thank you, sir.
What hospital plan are you on?
Sir, the plan I have in mind concerns the use of my furled umbrella.
I'm sorry, I thought you were joking.
To the contrary, sir. We're not only serious, but concerned. I hardly consider this the right moment for jesting. Good day, sir.
Well, okay, okay. She's going to be all right.
Thank goodness. Will she be able to play ball and stuff with a broken arm?
She can do anything she could do before the accident.
Thank you, Doctor. She looks awful tired.
Well, we've all been through a terrible ordeal, Jody.
She needs a nice long rest. Can we take her home now?
Yes, we've done everything we could here.
Well, thank you, Doctor. And you'll send us your bill, won't you?
Absolutely.
Let's go home, Mrs. Beasley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Mrs. Green.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mrs. Green.
Bye-bye.
Good. Good afternoon, sir. Our patient is resting well.
Oh, that's good. As long as we're playing this straight, I brought along some flowers. They brighten up the sick room.
Jody, it's my turn to take her temperature now.
Hey.
Shh. She's resting.
Oh. Well, I brought something for her.
Oh, boy, presents.
Long stem roses.
Dizzy brought chocolate. Mrs. Beasley likes chocolates better than flowers.
Okay, next time I'll bring candy. You're the nurse, huh?
Uh-huh, and Jody's the doctor.
I thought the doctor said she was okay.
Yes, but she's got a lot of recuperating to do.
Well, she looks pretty cooperated to me. Nice shiny eyes, pink cheeks.
No, we just took her temperature. She's got lots.
62.
You know, for a modern doctor and nurse, you guys seem kind of old-fashioned to me.
We do?
Sure. Modern doctors don't let their patients lie around in bed after an operation anymore. They get them right up on their feet, make them walk around, go to the bathroom by themselves and everything.
Really?
Sure, they get strong fast that way. We'll try it.
Uncle Bill, we tried to make Mrs. Beasley walk by herself,
but she fell down.
She needs a lot more rest, Uncle Bill.
Well, I'll have French put these in the vase for her.
Nurse, don't you think Mrs. Beasley should have another piece of candy?
Yes, Doctor. I think she needs two.
Hey,
Hi, sis.
Hi, Uncle Bill. I got some strawberry pop for Mrs. Beasley.
Strawberry pop for her arm?
Well, Buffy seems to remember that sometimes she had an upset stomach and the doctor recommended soda pop. So I got soda pop for her arm.
Doctor, and he says you should make her some chocolate chip cookies and brownies for her dinner.
Yeah, she's on a diet so she can cooperate.
Oh, and what happened to the ice cream she had for lunch?
It's all gone.
Thank you.
The Davis residence. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but you have the wrong number. That's quite all right.
Mr. French, could you make it so the phone doesn't ring so loud?
It woke up Mrs. Beasley.
And Dr. Jody just got her to sleep.
I think they've about had it.
I was wondering when we would reach breaking point, sir.
We just did.
Excuse me, sir. Does one put one's foot down?
Oh, no. One has to walk carefully or one can spoil what one has already accomplished. No, I think it's about time for the lollipop method.
May I inquire, sir, what is the lollipop method?
Oh, it was invented by my dad when my little brother wouldn't give up this worn-out blanket. The old man gave him a football to sleep with.
I would have thought that should be called the football method, sir.
Oh, no. The whole idea is you never take anything away from a child without replacing it with something else, even if it's only with a lollipop.
Isn't this fun, Jody?
Yeah. Isn't it nice that Mrs. Beasley's arm came off?
Yeah. Even though I really and truly love her. Hi, Uncle Bill.
Oh, hi, Uncle Bill.
Hi, listen, tomorrow's Saturday. What do you say we all go out to Kittyland, huh?
Oh, boy, Kittyland!
Can we go on the Ferris wheel?
And the airplanes?
And ride on the ponies?
Yeah, we'll go on all the rides, and we'll stay and have lunch, and we'll have some hot dogs and popcorn and soda pop. Shoot, the whole works.
That'll be swell.
Oh, boy.
I just remembered we can't go.
We can't go? Why not?
Well, Mrs. Beasley, she's still recuperating. What if she needed something in a hurry? We can't leave her alone.
Oh, she's all cooperated.
Yeah, I just took her temperature. I didn't find anything.
She even went to the bathroom alone.
Without falling down. Hardly.
Mrs. Beasley, get up. The doctor says you're all better.
Yeah, you've rested enough.
Can't we go, Uncle Bill? Please?
Okay, we'll all go. You and me and Sissy and Mr. French.
And Mrs. Beasley.
Oh, yeah, sure. The whole entire family.